You're listening to SBS News.
They travelled from far and wide in their droves to Melbourne's west, where Sheikh Abdel Azim made such an impression in the community. They filled the Al Taqwa Mosque, where Imam Sheikh Sayyid Osama Burhan led the funeral service for the Egyptian-born Mufti.
Such a person who touched us all, and such a person who had an impact not only on the Muslim community of Melbourne, but on the wider Australian community.
His work and respect was recognised with his election in March as Australia's Grand Mufti, despite his terminal illness. Sheikh Shadi Al Suleiman from the Australian National Imams Council described his colleague as a man who built bridges between Muslims and the wider community.
One of the things that we constantly mention, that if the mashayikh get together, the community will get together. If the imams are united, then the rest of the Muslims are united.
Surgeon Nazor Hooley told the service the Sheikh remained warm and good-humoured in hospital until the end, determinedly upbeat in the face of the grim prognosis presented by his liver cancer.
He was such a beautiful and a friendly patient. All the nurses really enjoyed looking after him. He said he never complained. All he cared about is for the doctors not to tell his wife that he's dying.
Funeral goers also heard how the much-loved Mufti helped steer young people away from trouble and forged close relations with Victoria Police leaders like Inspector Craig Matters.
He truly was a wonderful man, and he was a friend and brother to me, and he will be sorely missed. And when I heard the news, I knew that part of my heart would go with him.
And as the hearse carried his body for burial at Melbourne's Faulkner Cemetery, there were many other hearts heavy at his passing. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.